Positive news on the job front. So are we finally starting to turn a corner?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Fewer people lined up for unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department said this morning that number fell to 372,000. Low enough, perhaps, to drop the unemployment rate. Plus, payroll company ADP says private employment jumped by 325,000 in December. And another report from Challenger Gray & Christmas, the job placement firm, said planned job cuts were down for December, between November and December. Let's get the latest now from the firm's CEO, John Challenger, who's with us. Hey, John.
Good morning, Steve.
What do we make of today's report coming out of your office on planned layoffs?
Well, very positive news. The layoffs have been very light throughout the fourth quarter. In fact, the December number was the lowest we've seen this year since June. Companies are holding on to their people, and certainly private sector employers are adding new jobs at a fairly strong clip every month. It's just that the government is cutting jobs and is going to continue to do that into 2012.
Besides your report, John, we got some other positive job indicators. Are we trying to turn a corner here?
Well, let's hope so. We've been in a kind of a three steps forward, two steps back pattern since the recession ended 2.5 years ago. Let's hope we're not just in another three steps forward phase and we'll break out of that pattern and really start to see the unemployment rate drop in 2012. But there are certainly clouds on the horizon there. This cutting of core jobs, sailors, soldiers as they come back home, post office workers, government workers, is really going to slow down consumer demand.
John Challenger with Challenger Gray & Christmas. John, thanks.
Thank you.
So let's take America's economic temperature.
And the latest poll number suggests margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said.
It is attitude check. And after strong showings in Iowa this week, Republican presidential hopefuls Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney are scouring New Hampshire today, telling Granite State voters how their respective economic plans would bring America out of the doldrums. Well, today we gauge how people are feeling about the economy compared with the mood in early 2008. And Frank Newport is editor-in-chief at Gallup, and he joins us now. Hey, Frank.
Good morning.
I want to start with some comparisons on key economic indices, like, say, consumer confidence. Where are we now, and where were we 4 years ago?
Right now, we're still in negative territory, although it has been improving some. Coming into January, it's actually looking a little better. You ask about 08, Steve. The key is it was different. Back there in January of 08, people were rating the current economy as pretty good. Where Americans were very negative back there is looking ahead. 75% said then they thought the economy was going to get worse, and they were right. Now, Americans are less confident in where the current economy is. However, they're a little more positive about the direction of the economy. So there's some different components going on now from 4 years ago.
What about the jobs picture, Frank? How are people feeling about jobs?
Much worse than they were in January of 08. That's before the anvil had hit people on the head back then. Right now, our job creation index, where we ask Americans, workers, is your company hiring or firing, is at a plus 14, which isn't too bad. But if we go all the way back to January of 08, that was at a plus 26. In other words, in 08, Americans told us their companies were hiring a lot more than they're telling us right now that their companies are hiring.
And the most important problem, Frank, facing the country as we look ahead to this election year, what are people telling us?
It's still the economy. 64% of Americans say something about the economy is the top problem, either the economy in general or jobs. Actually, in third place behind those two specifics is worry about the government. But if we go all the way back to 08, it was totally different. It was still, believe it or not, the war in Iraq that was the top problem as we entered the year 08. By the end of that year, of course, it had shifted, and most Americans said it was the economy. But as we went into 08, Americans were still worried about the war in Iraq and also health care. Relatively few told us that the economy was the top problem back then.
All right. Gallup's editor-in-chief, Frank Newport. Frank, thank you.
You bet.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are down right now. The Dow is down about 0.9%, 110 points, 12,307. Other markets down anywhere between 0.5% and a full percent. The warehouse store Costco said today December sales rose by 7% at its stores open at least a year. That's lower than expected. Chain stores The Limited and Macy's, however, posted some strong revenue gains.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com. And by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the Knowledge Effect.
Shares of Eastman Kodak are down another 4 cents today, which doesn't sound like much, but the stock is trading at under 50 cents a share. The one-time photo giant could file for bankruptcy soon. Marketplace's Eve Tro gives us a business history lesson.
Eastman Kodak is an iconic brand, like General Motors or IBM. When people think about Kodak disappearing,
there'll be a certain degree of sadness. I mean, all of us grew up with that orange and red K.
That's business historian John Steele Gordon. He says while Kodak didn't lose to direct competition, like GM, it is to blame for its own troubles.
I think they suffered from monopoly disease because they had for decades, they had about 90% of the American film market and 85% of the American camera market.
The company that invented modern photography woke up too late to the digital revolution. Steele sees parallels in IBM. When personal computers showed up on every desktop in the 1980s, IBM nearly died. It bounced back with a new business strategy. Kodak may try that with printers and photo software, but it can't bring back film.
I mean, that's like trying to revive the buggy whip industry. There's not much we can do about that.
Ironically, while the name Kodak may fade to black, Eastman is doing great. It's the chemical company Kodak spun off to process raw materials for its film. Eastman's moved beyond film into niche chemicals for all kinds of industries. It's expected to be around a long time. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
Finally this morning, a Polish art student admitted to hanging one of his own paintings at that country's National Museum. The student said he didn't want people to have to wait decades for his work to make it into a museum. Now, the bad news for the artist, museum employees had the work removed eventually, but the good news is it took them 3 days to notice it was there. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The monthly jobs report inspires a lot of predictions, but look no more, because here's a preview.
Our best estimate would be on Friday. The government will report very little change from that 8.6 that they reported in November.
I'm Tess Viglin, the forecast on unemployment, courtesy of Gallup. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.